Let's go to the Cario News Line and talk about everything that's happening in the county. Carrie Gittner, the commissioner, is joining us right now. And Commissioner Gittner, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. This is kind of interesting how the how El Paso County is going to be joining an immigration lawsuit with Douglas County. Let's talk about that first, and also that Falcon substation is in the news. We'll get the latest on that. But first, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on this morning.
Yes, so let's get into it. The immigration lawsuit with Douglas County, what's that all about?
So, you know, it's really about public safety. This is a lawsuit that we are filing in support of our sheriff, and Douglas is doing the same. And it really is related to a couple of laws that have been passed over the last few years, one in 2019 and then one just last year. And those laws limit our local law enforcement in their communications with federal immigration officers, prevents them from sharing some critical information, and also prevents them from contracting with the federal government in this capacity. So whereas before there were opportunities to work with those federal law enforcement partners and make sure our community could remain safe, we no longer have that ability. And so this is really about challenging those laws and getting to a safer place, hopefully, at the end of it.
As the county commissioner, one of them, though, you are entrusted with guarding, you know, taxpayer revenues. Is this a wise use of money?
That's a good question. And at this point, we don't anticipate a lot of costs on this. You know, we have attorneys in-house who work on all kinds of legal matters for us all the time. And so we really don't see this as a huge cost. And we do think that the benefits when it comes to protecting our citizens, I mean, it's very difficult to put a price tag on protecting citizens. And I don't think that we can afford to move forward and have potential tragedies in our community if we don't do this.
Might there be a potential to actually share the expense of the legal fees with Douglas County?
So certainly we are working in conjunction with Douglas County on that, and that is one of the things that will keep those costs down. And there are a lot of other counties that are looking at joining this potentially as well. And so again, as we have others that look to join the lawsuit, we will drive that cost down even further.
It's certainly, go ahead.
I was going to say, Commissioner, we were also earlier in the month covering this aspect of this additional substation, which the cost was laid out at approximately $15 million. And there seems to be a considerable cost benefit when it comes to why you would want this Falcon substation established. What do you anticipate from this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this is, you know, residents pay their taxes because they believe that government is responsible for some very key tasks. And one of those most important things is public safety. And so sometimes we need to make investments in how we provide that public safety to be able to continue to keep up with a growing community. And this is one of those cases, in my opinion. I actually represent the Falcon area and live in the Falcon area. So I hear a lot from residents about wanting to make sure that they are safe, making sure that response times are good. And there's also a huge deterrent factor as well, as our sheriff has talked about, which is having a substation further out east. We're very much more present there. You're going to see more sheriff's deputies out. And that in and of itself is a deterrent to crime. So I think that the investment will be fantastic, but this investment is also happening without raising any additional taxes. This is done through prioritizing current budget, and I think that's important to the residents as well, to know that the sheriff has worked very hard to make sure that he can afford to increase that infrastructure, but again, without going to the voters and asking for additional tax revenue.
Yeah, and I was a teacher out of Falcon Middle School, so I know firsthand how big the community is. I'm surprised this didn't happen earlier. I mean, where is the substation going to be located at?
So it's going to be right next to the fire station that's off of Stapleton Road, kind of between Meridian Ranch and Woodman Hills. And since you're super familiar with the area, and the land for this was actually given by the fire station a few years ago, and it's just been a matter of, you know, saving some money and making the plans. Obviously, Sheriff Roybal is newer in this administration, and so the talks kind of started prior to his administration, and then, you know, he got in and made some changes to what they wanted to do, and just kind of really looking at the needs of the community and trying to make the best choices moving forward. And yeah, it's definitely a growing area, and I think the community has been hopeful for this for a while. I think they're very excited to finally see you know, it really moving along.
Yeah, no question about it. Commissioner Vice Chair Carrie Gittner, thanks for joining us. As always, we'll look forward to our next conversation with you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.